Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to The Sports Cap with Thomas III and Dylan.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us on The Sports Cap. I'm Thomas III.
And I'm Dylan.
And you're listening to Talk Jive Radio. Now, this past weekend, it was All-Star Weekend. So we had some local ties going on. We had Trae Young barely getting beat in the skills competition, which, I mean, usually I don't really get into that kind of stuff, but I mean, the way he got beat, dude shooting from half court, is funny to me, and it's cool. It's a cool way for it to happen,
right?
You know what I mean? And Trae Young played, you know, pretty good in the Rising Stars game,
right?
And you know, you saw those local ties,
right?
And so the big one, of course, was Hamidou Diallo.
Yes,
winning the slam dunk contest.
Yep,
jumping over Shaq.
Yeah.
And putting his arm in the rim.
Right, yeah, he basically called for the biggest person in the building. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what it was.
Right.
It? Yeah, so, I mean, that was just, it was crazy to watch that. Those dudes were getting up in the air.
Yeah, they were, a lot of spring.
And I think it's going to have to start being where you only get, like, two tries.
Yes, I do too.
And you get a mandatory point reduction for missing the first one. So
yeah,
you're not going to get over a 80 or something, even if it's just great.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way I could feel. Like,
oh, yeah.
I just think that there should be some penalty for missing
four
dunks in a row and then finally getting one. And I mean,
for sure. And it's crazy because I noticed too that, like, there was, I can't remember who it was, it wasn't Hamidou, but it was one of the guys in the contestant and in the contest, and he like tried several times and he finally got it, and like,
and then they gave him a 50, right?
Yeah. And like, in the, well, but there's that, and then another instance happened where they're like, yeah, it was kind of cool, but it took him so long to do it. And that was the first time I'd ever really heard him do that. So I think what I'm getting at, the point I'm trying to make, is they need to find a way to kind of make it a more consistent scoring system to where it's like, how many times can you try?
So, I mean, I guess instead of like 80 or whatever, what I said before, because it's a 50-point system, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Maybe take all the 10 cards out and say the best they can get is a 9.
Exactly. Yeah, I like that.
You know what I mean? Something like that. I mean, and the dunk contest is such a an individual thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's you have to have judges that are gonna, I mean, I don't know.
Right.
They seem to have more celebrities than judges that are like kind of unbiased in what they're doing.
Right.
But I mean, I like what the NBA has done with the All-Star game. I think that they're probably the only sport that really puts out a watchable product like that. I mean, baseball is pretty decent.
Yeah, it's not bad.
With the home run derby and stuff like that. But baseball, they're really bad about marketing their sport anyway.
Right.
I mean, I used to watch baseball whenever I was younger, mostly just because I had cards.
Yes.
Just because I had baseball cards.
Right.
But you have, you know, the NBA, they're really, as far as the marketing side and stuff like that.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, and I think that they're kind of taking a page from the NFL a little bit, except they're doing more for the individual player than the NFL does. And I think it's, I don't know if it's a problem as far as, like, I mean, I know it's a bigger problem because When you're in the NFL, you only have 53 men, you know, you have a 53-man roster.
Right.
So each player isn't as valuable as when you have a 12-man roster in the NBA.
Right.
Or, you know, baseball, what is it, 20?
Yeah, it's 20-something. Right.
They're not as valuable.
Right.
And you see that in the way that their collective bargaining is, and the way that, you know, the way that they don't have guaranteed contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, it's an owner run league in the NFL, and, you know, the NBA is more player centric, I guess. And I think it has a lot to do with just the fact that they don't wear helmets.
I buy into that big time. I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Because you see what these guys look like.
Yes,
you know?
All the
time.
If
you see a basketball player, you know, on the street.
Right.
Chances are, if you know who it is, you're going to recognize him, you know.
Exactly.
Big, tall dude, but you would see his face and say, oh, that's, you know, so-and-so. Right. Even if you're not a fan of the team or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that in football.
No. And, I mean, you could even argue even in baseball. I mean, they have hats on or a helmet most of the time. That's half your face. That, I mean, yeah, you still see their face, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In basketball, and, it's just, it's all there.
Yeah.
You see everything.
And that's I think that's important. I think that's a big reason of why the NBA is the way it is.
Right.
And it's one of the big reasons why they're able to, I don't know, protest and stuff the way that they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Trayvon Martin thing was going on.
Right.
Whenever, you know, LeBron and Steph Curry. And there's been a lot of people that have been coming out and been vocal about, you know, social justice issues.
Right.
And a lot of people don't like that. But, I mean, I love the fact that athletes are using that.
The platform.
Yeah, using that platform to, you know, get the word out and actually have an opinion. Because as much as the talking heads or whoever don't like it, everybody is entitled to an opinion. Because what you do is you go take that opinion and you go vote with that opinion exactly how you want to. And you know, and actually maybe make some change. But, you know, that's a whole nother show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That's a whole different topic. But, yeah, so the All-Star game, is the Saturday part better than the Sunday part?
Man, it's they're rivals, let's put it that way. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that are probably like, I don't really care that much about the dunk contest, three-point contest, let's get to the game, and then vice versa.
Yeah.
Me, myself, I kind of find myself teetering back and forth on which one I like better, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but they're both good to me.
I wonder how the ratings were.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see.
Because I don't know. I thought the game was more boring than the other stuff that was going on. The dunk contest, the skills challenge, the 3-point contest.
Right.
There was so many other storylines going on, you know.
And, oh, yeah.
We kind of just saw, I mean, I can't get excited about KD doing anything.
Yeah, I can't either. He won the MVP.
It makes me.
Yeah, Team Giannis almost was just shy of 200 points or 100 points at the half. So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We all know they don't play defense in an All-Star game.
Well,
but
that's
still,
the way it is. But the two things that did come out, I heard somebody talking about this earlier, and I think I kind of agree with them now that I think about it. There were two dunks in the All-Star game that were probably actually better than the slam dunk contest.
Absolutely. That bounce alley-oop from Steph to Giannis was just stupid.
I mean, it looked like, what was it, Rock and Jock basketball?
Yes.
You remember when they used to have the goal that was way higher and it was worth more points or whatever?
Right.
That's what it looked like where he was trying to jump up to.
Yeah. No, it did.
And
I
couldn't believe he got to it because he bounced that thing so high. I was like, what?
It was like, felt like NBA Jam, like Giannis just took off.
That's
and he's just floating, coming down, waiting on the ball.
Yeah, I mean, like NBA Jam, exactly. That is exactly what it, now that you say that, like you could have threw the alley-oop again and somebody else, you know?
Exactly, yeah, like boom shakalaka.
Like yeah. But yeah, that dunk, and then the Paul George, the 360 windmill.
Yes.
And it's so unfortunate that it happened right before the Giannis dunk.
No, I know, exactly.
Because they were right in a row and
still
it just kind of overshadowed it. But Paul George, man, he's been playing.
Man, he's on a tear. And, like, of course, like, I have to kind of, you know, disclaimer here. I'm big time. Got my Thunder boxer shorts on. But so this is my case for Paul George right now as of today, you know. He should get the MVP in my mind over James Harden for the simple fact that he's a more well-rounded player. He's playing a lot better, tougher defense. He's leading the league in steals. I mean, we all know Paul George plays better defense than Harden. And yeah, I get it that Harden, you can't turn away from his offensive numbers. They just blow your mind. But to me, it's like, man, if Paul George keeps up what he's doing, I don't see how you can't give it to a guy that's more well-rounded.
It's crazy because we've seen some actual defensive highlights from James Harden this year.
Yeah,
like
true,
he's actually been playing a little bit of defense. I don't think nationally, I don't think that Paul George really has a chance.
Right. I agree with you.
I mean, it's one of those deals like whenever you have two really good players, you know, a running back and a quarterback on the same college team and they're both in the Heisman chase and – you know, one takes some of the votes away. I think it's kind of that deal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because playing alongside Russ, somebody who's averaged a triple double 2 years in a row, for God's sake. You know, MVP and all that, you know, all the hardware besides the championship.
Right.
It's hard to say, well, you know,
exactly. I mean,
you deserve it because, you know, that's one of the reasons why somebody from Golden State doesn't win the MVP every year, because you look at that team as a whole and say, you're not having to work nearly as hard as Giannis or, you know, one of these other people, James Harden. You know?
That makes sense.
Chris Paul, he's so damn fragile. Yeah, I mean, you got to keep him in bubble wrap. It's really ironic that he does insurance commercials.
That's what I was about to say. Like, he just needs to – he's getting close to hanging up the shoes and getting straight into full-time State Farm.
Yeah, he's about to be the full-time State Farm guy here pretty quick. You know, Chris Paul, he's still good when he plays, but he's just he's so injury prone.
Oh yeah.
You know, and but yeah, that was, you know, that was pretty much the All-Star weekend. Now, is this break too long? You know, the Thunder's not going to play again until Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a whole week off. I mean, is that part of it? Is it bad? Because I mean, like, you know, Thunder's streaking right now.
Yeah.
They're playing really well. Yeah. Russ is playing really well. And,
right.
You know, some of these young guys are playing really well. And, you know, they're in a groove right now. Paul George is, you know, like we said, having almost an MVP season. And Russ is pretty much averaging a triple-double again.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, is the break going to kill that momentum? Dang. I mean, I hope not, because like 5 days of not playing basketball, right, like not playing competitive ball at all.
Right.
It seems like that could put a little bit of, I mean, you know.
A little rush on it coming back.
Yeah.
Well, it's two things, man. There's good and bad about, you know, Friday coming up. Number one is that, like you just said, you know, it's going to be a while since the break, and then they're playing the Jazz, which is a tough opponent. But then the second thing is at least it's at home. So there's good and bad. But I agree with you. I think maybe
at least everybody else is waiting just as long to play.
That's true too.
So yeah, I mean, I guess everybody's gonna have to adjust at the same. So
right, I'm sure the players like the break.
Yeah, it's still kind of a even keel, you know, that kind of stuff. So the other basketball we have going on, high school ball. We're not even gonna talk about college.
We want to talk OU and OSU, man.
I refuse to talk about OU and OSU basketball right now. I'm over it.
I noticed that OU, the Sooners, they're basically begging people to come out to the Lloyd Noble on social media. Yeah, like free tickets. Yeah, and like, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you put a bad product out there.
It really is.
And it's crazy to think that, you know, 2 years removed from having the, you know, one of the top picks in the NBA draft.
Right.
You're going to be talking about firing this guy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was just about to say. I know we're about to transition into high school ball, but I was going to ask you what you thought about old Lon Kruger and how much longer he might be wearing the crimson and cream.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much rope he's got.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's had really great moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Buddy Hield Final Four run, that stuff, the first half of the Trae Young experience, you know, I mean, Trae Young played, you know, played really well, but they fell off at the end of the season.
Yeah, and it's puzzling.
We saw the exact same thing happen this year.
Exactly. That's what's puzzling about it. It's like we start off, you know, really good first 10, 15 games, and then like –
beating good teams.
Yes.
And, I mean, everything like
– and there hasn't been like a big injury, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what – somebody, one of your stars get hurt, you're like, okay, well, I get it, but – it's weird, man.
Yeah.
It's real weird.
It's like they don't even have, I mean,
any rhyme or reason to.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. They have players there that should be good enough.
Absolutely.
Christian James and.
The Manic kid can shoot.
Yeah, the Manic kid.
Doolittle.
Jermoney McNeese. Yep. Cameron Doolittle. I mean, they got players, man. I don't know why it's not working.
Yeah. That's just a bad look for the coach when this
happens.
It
is. It really is. And I don't know what they're going to do about it now. Because, I mean, every other sport is pretty much doing pretty well right now.
Right.
I mean, but how good of a coach can you get in Norman? How good can the basketball team really be without – I mean, you think about the best teams that OU have ever had.
Right.
It was some of the best Oklahoma-bred kids.
Yes.
We're not going out getting the – number one player in Atlanta or, you right. know what I mean? Yeah, like something
all,
like that.
They're all signed up for Duke and yeah. Kentucky and North Carolina.
But getting the number one kid in Oklahoma could be a Blake Griffin.
Right.
Or, you know.
Well, I mean, I guess they did it with Trey, yeah, you know, Trey Young. To be fair. But, you know, you had to go find Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's tough to draw that kind of athlete, not from Oklahoma here, but we should dang sure be getting the Oklahoma kids.
It seems like you should.
Right.
And it seems like more often than not, you see those kids go play somewhere else.
Yep.
And we even see it in football. I mean, we've seen a couple of kids in football that – you know, OU probably should have been in on.
Right.
But they weren't for some reason. I don't understand it. If it's just a thing where some kids maybe just want to get away from home.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, it all depends on the kid, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe you always had your heart set on another school or, you know, maybe they gave you more money or you know,
right.
whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's Oklahoma basketball. It's just an interesting program because you got that huge shadow of football. And that's what I was sitting there thinking. I was trying to think, like, what would the Mount Rushmore of OU basketball coaches be? I mean, you got Billy Tubbs and Kelvin Sampson. Other than them two,
yeah.
I mean, would it be Jeff Capel and Lon Kruger? I mean, it's like
– it might have to be.
You know what? OU hasn't had a lot of basketball coaches. Yeah. Their tenure seems to be pretty long, you know, so which yeah. I guess is a good thing. But
yeah, I guess that would be that. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Might have to think about that one a little bit more. That
right,
that might be a Facebook question.
Yeah, for sure. See what people come up with.
Yeah, so. Really, definitely. So we got high school ball. The high school teams. A lot of the smaller schools are going into. They've already started their state tournament. I guess it's not state; it's regionals.
Right.
So. I know that Anadarko boys and girls both won both of their games, right?
Yes, yep.
To advance. And as long as you win the first game, you're automatically in.
Right, you have to play that second one.
Yeah, whether you win the first game, I mean, whether you win the second game or not, both teams both get in.
Right.
And so so you said both Anadarko teams both won.
Yes,
so
they're in. Chickasha.
I know the Apache boys actually lost the second game.
Oh, man.
But they're in anyway.
Okay.
So they're still playing.
That's good.
Carnegie's still in. Fort Cobb is still in. Those teams are probably going to be trying to make a run. I think Carnegie's going to try to make a run this year. They've got a strong senior class. I mean, they got five seniors that are you know, their regular seven-man basically rotation.
Right.
Out of them, they've got five seniors on there. So
well, that's awesome.
Those boys are going to make a run. They're pretty big, and they got some good scoring. So I'm definitely going to try to find catch one of their games at some point.
For sure.
Because I've been talking about it all year, and I haven't gotten it.
I haven't been out to Hoop City in so long, man.
I know.
Since I was a kid, since the Anadarko Carnegie days, you know, mm-hmm. since they diminished that.
See,
but
what you do is you go a little early, go to the movies and get you a show dog,
right?
And then go to the Carnegie game.
Yeah,
take your show dog in with you, maybe three of them,
right?
Or, you know,
I still know, I know people still from Caddo County that haven't had a show dog.
I know.
Anyways, I'm getting us off topic of sports, but
I mean, that's
get
what,
me
that's
hungry,
what,
man.
That's what Carnegie's known for.
Yeah.
Basketball and show dogs, man. That's what they do, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, we got a lot of kids playing on those teams, different native kids, different places. One of the other teams that, of course, we've been keeping up with is El Reno.
Mm-hmm.
And El Reno lost a pretty tough game last week. They played actually three games in a row and went 1-2.
Mm-hmm. Man.
So they're kind of struggling, limping into the playoffs right now.
Right.
So
well, that's a tough class.
It really is, man. And they've played some really good teams, and they've had a couple bad games, you know, where
right.
it just kind of just didn't work, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they've got Western Heights this Friday at 8 p.m. at El Reno.
Okay.
Should be an easy win.
Right.
Western Heights isn't very good. And then they'll move on and play that Saturday at 7.
Okay.
In El Reno. So they got their first two playoff games at home, and then they'll move on to the next round after that. They should.
Right.
Unless for some reason they got beat that first game, but the last time they played Western Heights, it was pretty ugly.
Yeah.
And so So do you know where the next round for Anadarko is? Have they said anything?
I have not heard anything on that. I would assume that it'd be back at Anadarko, but
yeah, so so we have the Darko game. We can't find the Fort Cobb or the Carnegie games. I know they're a little bit deeper in the bracket, and OSSA is pretty crazy.
Oh, so, yeah, those smaller classes are a lot more going
yeah. on. So. And so Darko, actually the girls and the boys are both playing at Darko this Thursday at 6:30, the girls game. The boys are going to play at 8, and that's versus Clinton.
Yes, they both have Clinton.
Clinton's not very good.
Yeah.
They usually – Anadarko usually handles them pretty good. What do you think about Anadarko's playoff chances?
Man, I think they have pretty good chances of, you know, going pretty deep, making a deep run. I mean, they seem to be, you know, the boys pretty good, obviously. They got that win over El Reno, which we know is a really good squad in a higher class. And, I mean, I know El Reno got their revenge. But they got
some good players. Both really close games,
exactly.
Too.
And, you know, we all know Darko's coached really well, you know, on the boys' side for sure. And so I think they can make a deep run.
Well, and you know, seeing them play up close, I didn't realize how talented they were, I guess.
Right.
How much talent they actually had. Darko hasn't had a whole lot of talent here lately. It's been,
right.
you know, there's been a lot of off-court issues.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that, you know, kids getting in trouble and getting kicked off the team and, you know, stuff like that. But it seems like, you know, maybe they got it back on the right track here.
Right.
And we'll see because, you know, and we've talked about this before, but, you know, how much longer does Shumpert have in him coaching?
Man, I don't know.
Because every year it seems like there's these whispers about he's going to quit or he's going to get fired or, you know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And it seems like he just keeps on going. And
right.
I mean, I don't know how long I would want to go at the pace that he does.
Right.
Because
right.
if you've never seen Shumpert, like, or seen him in a practice or running an open gym or whatever.
Right.
He's not sitting back, you know, sitting on the chair and just kind of laid back and not. He's yelling. He's telling
right.
them exactly where they need to be at.
Right.
You know, he's coaching them up.
It's intense.
And, yeah. And that's one thing about the way Shumpert coaches, I guess, is that he gets kids ready. You know, he gets them ready for the game.
Absolutely.
They're hyped up. They're ready to go run through a brick wall for him, you know, take that charge, do whatever he needs them to do.
Right.
And so, you know, he's going to have these kids ready to play. And I think it's probably a good thing that he has, you know, a little more talent this year than what he has in the past.
For sure.
You know, he's got a couple good seniors. He's got, you know, some younger guys, some juniors and stuff that
right.
are really, really contributing.
Some good pieces.
Yeah, definitely, man. So, you know, I know we don't talk a whole lot of baseball.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of people trying to move teams right now. And what do you have, like –
Bryce Harper is a big name.
Yeah, Bryce Harper. Who is it? Manny Machado.
Yeah, Manny Machado.
You know, you got these guys that are like, what did you call it? Like franchise players.
Right.
But we've seen this thing happen over and over in baseball where they give this player these ridiculously inflated numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And the contracts are guaranteed. So it's kind of weird in baseball because you can't actually even really negotiate a contract until like year 5, I think.
Right.
You know, after you've been playing in the minors and all that kind of stuff. But there's guys that were good enough to come in and play right whenever they, you know, they get pulled up their rookie year.
Oh, yeah.
And they're playing for, you know, a couple $100,000 a year whenever they're making plays that are, you know, multi-million dollar plays.
Right.
So I guess you get paid on the back end
mm-hmm.
in baseball, but it's killing these teams.
Yes.
I mean, whenever A-Rod
right.
was a free agent and, you know, coming from Seattle and he signed with, who was Texas.
Right.
He almost bankrupted that franchise.
Yes, he did. That was crazy, man.
And he, I mean, as good of a player as he was, there's no reason for you to spend that much money on one player.
No. No. So, and A-Rod was the same way with his contract at Texas and then again with the Yankees. Yeah. I mean, it's
– And that's what I'm saying. You know, you got so many of these guys that are, you know, getting way overpaid, and you got these smaller franchises that they can't afford to pay these guys.
Right.
There's no way to organically kind of build this thing without it just collapsing, because unless you're the Yankees or the Red Sox or the, you know, the – what, the Dodgers? Who else has money like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Maybe the Angels?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. But, I mean, you even see them making those bad moves. Oh, you know, yeah. Picking up Pujols. And, you know, these guys are going to keep on playing because they're getting paid.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. You'd be dumb not to on the player side of it.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. And so, I don't know. I think baseball's got a lot to fix.
Yeah, it really does.
I think that, you know, it has a bad reputation. It's kind of boring.
Yep. It's like you said earlier, the marketing.
Not marketing the stars as well as they probably should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they just overinflated the numbers with the whole no salary cap and, you know, stuff like that, to where teams like we talked about, like the Yankees and, you know,
the Dodgers
and the Red Sox, and, you know, teams that have a lot of money or have a billionaire owner that's willing to throw money at it,
right,
are going to have a better chance. They're going to have better talent. And, you know, you're always going to have that off chance that you can build something and build it up and make a run and maybe actually win a championship. But then half of your team gets signed by other teams the next year, and you're just kind of, you know, starting all over. So
right.
It's hard to kind of sustain that, man. And but I'm rooting for baseball to come back.
Yeah, I
mean,
too.
I actually liked baseball at one point. I could sit and watch a baseball game, and it's all right to watch live.
Yes, yeah, it's live baseball is a lot better.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it's like NASCAR.
Right.
You know, when you see it live, you fall more in
it's
love.
It's a whole
with
lot
it,
different, so. Exactly.
And I think that's the way it is with all sports. I think every sport is better live.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Than it is just kind of, you know, watching it on TV. And the only good thing about watching it on TV is, like, you know, like NFL games or
college,
OU games,
yeah, college.
Or, you know, NBA games and stuff like that. Usually you don't – it's going to cost you a lot to get a good enough seat to be able to see those guys as well as, like, what you would want to.
And the weather. You don't have to worry about that.
The weather in football, that's always a thing.
And the alcohol is a lot cheaper at home.
Definitely, yeah. You go buy your beer at the store and take it home and drink
exactly.
it instead of paying $9 for, you know, a 24-ounce beer.
So stupid.
So what's the coldest game you've ever been to? Outdoor game.
Man, I'm trying to think. I can't remember what year it was, but it was definitely an OU game, and it was probably like a November, you know, mid to late November game.
In the season.
Yeah, it was probably like – and what was even worse about it was like around that 97, 98 year, you know, era.
Where
so we were
good.
Terrible. Yeah. And yeah, so, yeah, I can't remember what game it was, but it was probably in the 20s, but like the wind chill and stuff like that was just stupid, and it was kind of like misting, I think, so –
I'd have to say Anadarko's first state championship.
Oh, yeah. That one was.
That was pretty chilly.
Yeah, that was. That was brutal.
But hopefully we don't have that kind of weather this weekend. Hope everybody has a good weekend. Thank y'all for joining us. And come back next week right here on Talk Jive Radio. And Dylan and I are going to talk some more sports and act like we know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Man. All right. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Talk Jive, Indigenous and Independent.